No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. All right. I'm excited to talk to my next guest. This is a guy from Gretna, Nebraska. All right, he played the fullback position. I think one of the most favorite positions by every Nebraskan on any Nebraska football team. All right, now he was drafted in the 6th round, okay, by the Denver Broncos, played 7 years in the NFL. During his time with the Big Red, he was an all Big Ten performer, Tom Novak Award winner, Nebraska Lifter of the Year in 2015, also Nebraska Scholar Athlete Honor Roll. Mr. Andy Janovich, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you joining me, and I got to ask, okay, what are your thoughts going into year two under Matt Rhule? What are your just kind of your general thoughts, general impressions? Have you had a chance to be around the team at all? And, whether you have or haven't, kind of what are your thoughts on the excitement level for year two under Matt Rhule?
Unfortunately, I haven't been around the team at all or anything like that. Don't make it bad. Kind of tied down with work here and there, but I don't know. I see a little bit here and there on social media. You know, he's always got team building events, and I mean, it seems like they're a pretty close-knit group. And just last year, you know, some of the heartbreaking games that we lost, we were always in it until the end. It's just, you know, mistakes here and there that cost us games. But I like where our defense is. I mean, we got a young defense, and they were killing it. They held us in a lot of games last year. And I like the new quarterback. I'm pretty excited for this year. I think we'll get 8-9 wins right now, is my guess.
Ooh, I like that. All right. So let's just start with, like, the first 7 games. When you look at Nebraska's schedule, you've got teams like UTEP, obviously Colorado at home, Illinois, Purdue, Rutgers, who I do think will not be an easy game, coming into Lincoln, Indiana. When you think about Nebraska's first 7 opponents, all right, you think Nebraska can win 8 or 9 games this year. Let's just look at those first 7 games as a whole. What do you think Nebraska's record needs to be? Because the last 5 games of the year, you've got Ohio State, Iowa, UCLA, USC, Wisconsin. So it gets a little bit tougher the last 5 games. What do you think Nebraska's record needs to be after the first 7 games to, say, end up 8-4 at the end of the year?
I'd say at least 5-2 right now. 6-1 wouldn't hurt my feelings either, but 4-7, I think at least 5-2. Because I think, you know, Wisconsin's had our number for a long time, and which pains me to say, but I think we can get Wisconsin. I'd like to knock them off. They're a team I do not like. obviously, Iowa. I hate them. I don't even know if we play them this year, but can't stand Iowa.
Oh, yeah, of course we play Iowa. All right, I got to ask you, if you could only choose for Nebraska, obviously we want to beat them both, but if you could only pick 1 game between Wisconsin and Iowa for Nebraska to win, I'm putting you on the spot here, all right, which game would you pick Nebraska to win? Like, which game would you prefer that the Huskers win, Iowa or Wisconsin, if they you could only if they could only win one of them?
I'd probably say Iowa. I have a deep hate for Iowa too. I'm sorry, and they're a neighboring state, and you know everybody has to compare Iowa and Nebraska, so I'm gonna go with Iowa.
I had someone ask me, and they're a non-Nebraskan, so you know you got to forgive their ignorance. Great person, but Nebraska football is not their strong suit. They go, "Do you guys even have a rival anymore?" And it actually got me thinking, because obviously Iowa is the first team that comes into my mind. But when you think about Oklahoma of yesteryear, Colorado for a while, the whole little brother, big brother thing, they wouldn't allow people to wear red in their building for the longest time. Do you consider, like, is Nebraska-Iowa a true bitter type rivalry, or is it something that's not quite there yet in your mind?
That's a tough one, actually. I don't even know how to answer that one. Yeah, I think it'll get there. It's probably not there yet. Maybe in the next 5-10 years, it'll be down that road. But, yeah, I just don't think there's enough history over the course of the years to have that to be a true rivalry like Oklahoma, Texas, you know, Colorado back in the day, you know.
I do think because the rivalry, unfortunately, has been a little one-sided. Nebraska got the win a couple of years ago on the road. Iowa ekes one out in last year. I do think if Nebraska can go on the road and get that win the last game of the year on Black Friday in Iowa again, which means we will have beaten them twice in a row in their house 2 out of 3 years, I do think that helps. And I do think that helps lift the rivalry a lot to a little bit. And I think it'll bring more of a national appeal to that as well. So you mentioned Nebraska's close games last year. As we know, a lot of close games, a lot of close losses, et cetera, et cetera. What was the biggest thing that you saw last year that Nebraska was just missing on a little bit? And I'm going to take turnovers out of this because that's the obvious one. Other than turnovers, what's the next biggest thing you think Nebraska needs to improve on going into this fall to win those freaking close games?
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
That's another tough question. I mean, a lot of times seems like we always shoot ourselves in the foot, you know, fourth quarter. So I don't know why there's some sort of lack of focus a lot of times there, or, you know, maybe we're too obvious what we're going to run. I really don't know. It's just, it always seems like we're right there at the fourth quarter and then we just shoot ourselves in the foot. But outside of turnovers, you know, just sloppy play. I don't want to go into play calling because that's not my job and I'm not going to, you know, say that I could do a better job, but it's just always at the end of the game, it's like there's some sort of lack of focus, and we just like we're playing not to lose, but not to win, you know.
Well, let's be real. Anybody who owns an NCAA college football game thinks that they're a better play caller nowadays. That's just kind of how it goes. So let's be real about that. My 15-year-old is telling me about the play call. So apparently, he believes he could do better, but he is actually pretty freaking smart at football. But I got an interesting question for you specifically. Being from Gretna, coming and playing at Nebraska, Matt Rhule and his staff, they've made it a priority okay, to recruit Nebraska again and make it a priority to get Nebraska kids to want to play for and to come to the University of Nebraska to play football. Okay, and actually I chatted with Nebraska women's soccer coach last week, Coach Walker, and almost half their team is from Nebraska, and this is a team that almost made it to the Final Four in women's soccer a year ago. So what are your thoughts? Like, do you think it's overrated trying to get Nebraska kids to stay in state? Are you glad that there's finally an emphasis back on it? What are your thoughts on this?
I think it's very important. I mean, any kid that grows up in Nebraska, you have Nebraska football. That's your pro team. That's your college team. That's your dream team. I grew up, you know, from a young age just wanting to play at Nebraska ever since I was, you know, 5 years old. I just feel like you get the kids from Nebraska, they play harder, they put everything on the line compared to some of these scholarship kids out of state. They're kind of there for, not everyone, but, you know, they're just there. They get to play football, they get a free education, all that, and they can make some nil money or whatever it is now. I just think you get these Nebraska kids walk-ons, and if you do get the scholarship guys, they just put a little bit more on the line and play with a little bit more heart, and I think that makes a big difference.
All right, man, I want to talk about the fullback position specifically, because that's a position that isn't used as much anymore, and we can argue whether that's right or wrong. I'm personally along the lines of someone who would like to use it more just in general, not even talking about the Huskers, but just in general football. But the Nebraska football position is – or fullback position is one that's near and dear to Huskers' hearts. Okay, so what are your thoughts on the fullback position in today's football, college football? Do you think it's something that's not being utilized enough? If you were coaching a team, let's say a high school team, what would your thoughts on using the fullback position be? And it might depend on the personnel that you have, but just what are your thoughts on the fullback, how it is or isn't being used in today's college football?
I think you need it. Maybe that's just me being biased, but you know, you got all these teams going spread offenses, so they, you know, try to adjust their defenses with smaller guys, faster guys. You put a fullback in the game that you can utilize in the right ways. He's opening up holes. You got a 240, 50-pound fullback, and you're going against 225-pound linebackers. I mean, he's just going to crush them. And it just opens lanes for the running back, and you should rush a couple hundred yards. I mean, I just don't see why people don't see that sometimes. So I think it's very well needed.
All right, so I asked you this question years ago. I think I interviewed you the first time ever was like 8-9 years ago. But I think it's a question that if people don't remember that interview or didn't hear it, I think it's an interesting question, because what's the loudest? And there's one play that's in my mind, okay? And hopefully you say the same play, if not, no big deal. But what's the loudest you've ever heard Memorial Stadium while you were on the field? Like a specific game, a specific play, something along those lines.
Yeah, for me, it's going to be Wisconsin. I'm assuming that's what you're thinking, too.
Yep.
But then the other time when we beat Michigan State my senior year, when they're rated number 6 or 7, it was pretty loud that game, too.
So the Wisconsin, you had a, was it a 50-yard touchdown run? Is that about how long it was?
Yeah.
The fans were going crazy. And, you know, it's the craziest thing that you bring up, the Brandon Riley catch versus Michigan State. I was, you know, scrolling through Facebook, and that play randomly came up, and I just watched it this morning, you know, and I hadn't seen that play in years. So, yeah, it's funny because that was an insanely loud game as well. All right, my friend, I was going to ask you for a final record prediction for Nebraska, but you already said 8-4, 9-3. So is that kind of your final record prediction for Nebraska this fall then, 8-4, 9-3?
Yep, that's where I'm sitting right now.
All right, man, what are you doing these days? I'm sure folks want to know what you're up to these days.
Oh, I just got my roofing company and do a little bit here and there on the side for my brother, Jim. Then I started a dock company with one of my friends from high school. So,
all right, man, give it a plug. Where can people find it? If they want to bring you in to do some work, how can people find it?
Well, we got Andy Janovich Roofing, just so I can't forget. That's the roofing company, obviously. And then we got the dock company. It's Quality Docks and Lifts. Do a lot of pretty custom docks, and they're pretty cool. I'd recommend checking those out if you live on a lake.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, check those out. And Mr. Janovich, my friend, thank you for joining me.
Yep, thank you very much for having me.
All right, don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
When it comes to home insurance, GEICO works for you. And since I'm the GEICO Gecko, I work for you too.
Hey, Gecko, can you sing my son a lullaby?
You got it, Doug. Rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bell breaks, don't worry at all, because GEICO did all the home insurance shopping for your dad and your mum and found the right coverage for y'all.
Nice work, G. Not like a light.
Let GEICO work for you. Get more with GEICO.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.